There we go. Okay. I'm telling you, this is my favorite way to celebrate the holidays with lots of music and good friends. Holiday cheer. So many smiling faces. So happy to be here, you guys. Thank you so much. So our topic today is Snow What? So I think it's about having an attitude that there's a gift in every situation. We just need to sometimes look for that gift. And I learned something recently in Kabbalah that I wanted to share with you because it really hit home for me. It's a very profound concept. And I know we often say in Science of Mind that there's nothing but light. It's all light. Just like there's nothing but love. It's all love, right? So darkness is the absence of light. But in Kabbalah, they say darkness is the excess of light. Now, how does that work? Think of it this way. I'm standing up here under these lights, right? And they're shining in my eyes. If the lights get bright and bright and bright and bright, I go, oh, I close my eyes, right? What do I experience? Darkness. The excess of light that puts us into darkness is a way for the Creator, God, the universe, spirit, whatever we want to call that universal power, that universal energy, to prepare us by expanding our vessel, to prepare us for receiving more light. You know, if you have a vessel and our body is a vessel that contains our soul, we fill up like with so much water, a pitcher with so much water, but then it spills over, right? And we can't get those blessings if it's all spilling over. But if our vessel can hold more blessings, if it increases, if it expands, then we're able to receive those blessings. So we can ask for so many things, but if our vessel is not ready to receive it, we're not going to be able to contain it. Does that make sense? Okay. So sometimes when we perceive that we are in darkness, we're not in darkness. What we need to do is we need to grow to be able to expand our vessel to receive the light. We need to literally wake up, open our eyes, and let that light in. So there's this song, and I think you guys have heard it many times, the 12 Days of Christmas. Okay. Very famous song. So can you imagine this woman is asking her fiance or her husband, her lover, for a Christmas gift? Oh, darling, I would like a diamond ring. I would like a house. I would like a baby. I would like a blah, 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 blah. And he shows up at the door with a partridge in a pear tree. And she goes, what? Oh, okay, now I got a bird and I got this mess to clean up from. I don't understand. What is this all about? Well, if we were to see the gift within the gift, like what is the meaning behind this? Let's look at this. A partridge is a ground nesting bird. Now, the only reason I know about partridges is from the Partridge Family in the 70s. Do you remember that? And remember the little birds running around? They're kind of like quails, right? And the little birds running behind. So that's what all I know of partridges. But evidently, they nest in the ground. And they're very mothery type. They're very family oriented. So the spiritual message behind the partridge is trusting in God's care, like you trust in your mother's care when you're a baby, trusting in God's care. And this is a stage of faith where we are being held. Like a little baby, we are being held by God, and we recognize that. And then the tree, of course, is the tree of life. And that has so much symbolism too in it, right? So we get a partridge in a pear tree for Christmas. We're not saying, what the heck? We're saying, wow, now I can grow spiritually because I understand the message behind this gift. So that's how we need to approach things in life. There's a passage, Matthew 23:37 in the Bible that says, how often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. That's how a partridge is, right? Faith begins not with action, but by being protected and loved. Before we do anything for God, we need to know that we are first kept by God. We have God's protection. Okay, then what does she get under on the second day of Christmas? What does she get? You guys know this? Two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. Okay, so she gets two turtle doves. Now, what is this? She's like, oh, bad enough I got one extra bird to care for. Now I got two turtle doves. What are these turtle doves? What is the point of this? So turtle doves are like a very gentle pigeon, and they're known for their strong bond in pairs, right? They symbolize faithfulness, love, and peace. And this stage of faith is relationship. So it's knowing that we have a relationship with the divine, with the creator, that we can count on. We have a relationship with each other, yes, but our first relationship is with ourself. And how we experience that is through our relationship with the divine. And in the Bible, it says, place me like a seal over your heart, for love is strong as death. Turtle doves, when they pair up, they mate for life. There's no divorce in the turtle dove world. And they are gentle and constant, faithful birds. They remind us that faith is not just a belief, but it's a relationship. And we need to care for this relationship with God like we care for our relationship with people. We need to give it commitment, loyalty, love, and presence. Okay, third day Christmas, what does she get? French hens, good job. Three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. French hens, what are they? I mean, these are chickens, right? I mean, what's he giving her three chickens for? Well, domestic chickens are valued for their eggs, right? They give us nourishment. They provide us with what we need. They give us sustenance. They give us daily care, breakfast, however you want to see it. But so the virtue that we can get from this is daily provision. And the stage of faith is dependence, knowing that we can depend on God's love, that we can depend on our faith. In Matthew 6:11, it says, give us this day our daily bread. Yep. And what does God do? He does. In so many ways, not just in food, but food for the heart, nourishment for our soul. Faith learns to trust in the ordinary, that God meets us not only in miracles, but in everyday sustenance. God is there every single day. Okay, fourth day of Christmas, what did my true love give to me? Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Okay, four calling birds. Actually, these are called collie birds, C-O-L-L-Y birds, and that means blackbirds. This is like an originally British song, I think. So they call collie birds blackbirds. And these represent joyful proclamation, because collie birds, or calling birds. Blah, 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 blah. They call, they talk, they praise to the heavens. They communicate their needs. And so the virtue here is praise and proclamation, but the stage of faith is knowing that we have a voice, that we can speak up, and we can even sing our praise to God. Let it all out. Show our gratitude. In Psalm 96:1, it says, "Sing to the Lord a new song. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord." That's the lesson here with the four calling birds. Okay, on the fifth day of Christmas, would she? Five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. So now she's thinking, five golden rings. Now we are talking. Thank you. Little does she know, here comes five little goldfinches. She's got more birds in her house. What the heck? Okay. What is the symbolism here? So the goldfinches symbolize beauty, resilience, and spiritual richness. See? We're going to be rich, but we're going to be rich in spirit, because that's the most important richness you can be, is rich in spirit. So it symbolizes, the goldfinches symbolize spiritual beauty and resilience, and the stage of faith is recognizing our inner richness, that we have everything we need, that we are so blessed with everything that we already have. So the goldfinches are often signs of symbols of joy and endurance, even in harsh conditions. That's what we need to learn. And in Matthew 6:21, it says, "Where your treasure is, there will be your heart." See the practitioner here? She knows her gospel. Hallelujah! Amen! Faith matures from outward signs to inner transformation. A beauty that isn't flashy, but it's enduring. There we go. Okay, what's number six? See, it gets trickier as we go on, because it's a long song. Six geese a-laying good. Five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Six geese a-laying. Six, that's a lot of geese, okay? Especially if you've got a small house. That is a lot of geese. What does this mean? Geese laying eggs, this is a sign of abundance. We have abundance now. And it's often linked to creation and fruitfulness and a new life, right? Eggs represent a new life, a rebirth. So the virtue is fruitfulness, that we are able to bear fruit. And this stage of faith is more advanced. You know how I'm giving you seven things all together, like the seven chakras were going up in each stage. And so what is this stage? This stage is participation in creation. And what do we call that in science of mind? Co-creation, right? We're not just merely standing by asking for these gifts, like, bring it on, I'm going to open my presents. We are participating in the giving and receiving, in the creating of the life that we want to lead, in the gifts that we want to bring. So at this stage of spiritual faith is no longer passive. We begin to co-create, to bring forth life, ideas, love, and service into the world. We realize we are giving, and in the giving is where we get our receiving. Okay, and number seven, seven swans are swimming. Yay, seven swans are swimming, six geese are laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Keith Partridge, hopefully, right? He was the heartthrob back in the 70s. Okay, yeah, Keith Partridge, David Cassidy. Okay, swans, what do they symbolize? Swans are very elegant, right? They're very elegant. They look so calm and peaceful on the water, but they're so strong. Their little feet under the water that you can't see are paddling so hard, they can zip on over as fast as they want. So they symbolize purity, devotion, and spiritual beauty. Swans are another ones that they mate for life. It's about grace and devotion. They are devoted to each other. And also, do you notice when you see a swan, you know, it has that, its head is always bowed. It's a very humble bird. It has that grace and that devotion. It has that humility. And the other thing is, in Vedanta, the swan is a very important spiritual symbol because a swan knows discernment. It knows how to separate what is real from what is unreal. And the big example of that is that if you take milk and water, shake it up, you can give it to a swan, and the swan can actually drink only the milk if it wants to out of the water. It can separate the milk and the water itself. Wow. It's so discerned. Yeah. So this quote, it's Isaiah, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. Mature faith learns grace. Grace to me means forgiveness. Grace means that faith that everything that happens, happens for a reason. Everything that happens is blessed, and that we are here to learn and grow. And it's okay to make mistakes, to grant grace. It trusts the current, just like the swan trusts the current. It moves with God rather than striving against life. So that's our seven things. So those were all the birds in the song. That's a lot of gifts of birds. But what are you doing, Marcia? Oh, no, we're not going into those. What I'm doing is we're going up to seven because these are in the songs. These are the spiritual lessons that teach us how to live a spiritual life. But then 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12, they teach us how to be joyful in our human life. So we've got the 8 maids a-milking, 9 ladies dancing, 10 lords a-leaping, 11 pipers piping, 12 drummers drumming. This is all life. Life is a party, like we're having today. We're having a party, you know? We're dancing when there's no music even, right? We're just having a good time. So this whole song is telling us, put your spirituality first. Grow spiritually along the seven chakras, right? Represented by the seven birds, the seven virtues, the seven stages of faith. And then also enjoy life. Because we are human beings, and that's what we're supposed to do. Partake in life, celebrate, take action, make noise, and let it go. If something's bugging you, snow what? Let it go. Snow what? Okay, let's end with a prayer. dear universe, creator, God, Holy Spirit, show me where I need to go. Tell me what I need to know. Give me the seeds I need to sow. And I express gratitude for these tools to grow. And so it is. Amen. Om Tat Sat.